Hello, I am Morgan B. Holland, author, publisher, and coach, and welcome to another episode of the Knob Life Podcast, all right? So today's podcast is going to be about the best dating advice. And so this is some stuff that I've picked up over my time of just healing and going back out in the dating world. And these are just three cool tips that I think can help just about anybody. I am a woman who's interested in a man. I'm in my divine feminine energy, interested in a man who is in his divine masculine energy, but it doesn't matter what gender or your sexuality or any of that stuff. These tips will help anybody. Okay. And so we're going to start from 3 to 1. So, all right. One of these tips is very, very, very easy. We're going to start with the easiest one first. It requires some creativity, some imagination. It's fun. It's easy. It's simple. It's a way to get your juices going. The second one is harder. And I say harder because it's more painful. It requires you to look at some stuff within yourself that no one's going to require you to look at. So, and it's painful to do it. And this is why people don't do that work. So that's the second one. But the third one is one of the most mature things that I've learned. And it made me a mature person, not just when, you know, with dating, but just in life. All right. So let's just jump right into it. It's only going to be 3 tips. So it's not going to be anything too long. And the third one, starting with, I guess, I don't want to say in importance of least to most, but we'll start with this easiest one. All right. And that is to know what kind of life you want. All right. So right now you living life and stuff, right? So when you get in a relationship, what does that life look like for you? Does it look the same? Does it look slightly different? What does the life look like? And be clear about how you want your life to look. I don't think many people really give thought about how they want their life to look with another person. They just kind of see things on TV or they read things in books, and then you see things that work and you're like, oh, okay, I like that. And then relationships, you know, that didn't work and you're like, oh, I don't like that. But the truth of the matter is that relationship that didn't work for that other person, that lifestyle that they had, it doesn't mean that that lifestyle was bad. Maybe it wasn't the right thing for those people. Right? So just sit down, use your imagination. You can reflect on other couples, be it fictional or in real life, and see, you know, to get some type of juices flowing, to see what type of life that you want. But, or you could just start completely from scratch, okay? But be honest with yourself. That's what's most important. And it's clear when I talk to some people, because I go on dates, it's clear they didn't really give thought to what they want their life to be, because they have contradictive statements. You know, they'll, you know, for example, let's say this person is, you know, they live on a farm and they walk around barefoot, they feed their chickens and their hogs, and they love that life. Like, when they was a child, that's the life that they wanted. But they are dating people who work in the financial district and live in the city, right? And they're like, you know, let's be together. And it's, you may think, oh, Morgan, opposites attract. To a certain extent, you have to understand, someone who works in the city and has committed to paying city prices to live in the city, they are well aware that there's cheaper places to live. They have made an executive decision to live in that city, right? And they enjoy their job and they enjoy where they live and they enjoy walking to different places. And they may even enjoy not having a car. And here you are enjoying the farm life, enjoying not wearing shoes when you go outside and enjoying feeding the animals, trying to make it work with somebody who has a totally different life than you. And not articulating and communicating the compromises, you know, that need to be made in order to make that life work. And I think that's what a lot of people don't do up front, like before you even get to know somebody and see, you know, get the details about a person. You can kind of look at how their life is and look at how your life is and kind of see how well it can, you know, come together. But the thing is, people, you have to have some type of idea of how you want your life to be. So right now for myself, I am conscious of living the life that I want to live with someone. So this is it. How I live is how I want to live with someone. I want to be able to work from home. I want to be able to homeschool here. You know, not here as it has to be this house, but I like this structure of living that I'm living now, right? And so I know how I want to live my life and how I want to live my life with the partner, and how I want to live my life is how I'm living it now. So be honest with yourself about how you want to live your life. If you are currently living a life that you want to live now, that's great. That's great. Be clear about, this is the life that I want to live now. And when you meet people, are they compatible with this life that you live now? If you don't like the life you're living now and you want to live a different type of life, be clear. Know in detail the type of life that you want to live. Because somebody could be living that life you want to live and they're a great fit because you don't even want to be here. Okay? You don't even want to be where you are. But know that. That's the easiest of the three tips that you're going to get today. Be clear and know the life you want to live. The second thing, gosh, painful requires work. All right. So the second thing is to know yourself and what's compatible with you. And when I say know yourself, I mean know your core emotional self. That's the self I mean, not the ego. You know, not your higher self, which is like amazing. You know your core emotional self, all right? That's what I need you to know. When I started doing shadow work and just really working on myself, working through traumas, working through triggers, and just learning more about myself, I realized that there was a lot that I didn't receive emotionally. I had a very emotionally laborious life, right? So I want more rest. I want more ease. I desire more softness. And I started being honest with myself about the level of care that I desired in a relationship, right? So I had to learn my core emotional self, and that's learning things that triggered me, becoming aware of the roots of certain problems and insecurities. I had this big concern of just not feeling worthy and not feeling wanted. And that drove me to be a people pleaser because I just knew nobody wanted me. So I'm going to handicap you and make you need me, right? So I was just working through that and healing on that. And then I made a decision. I have an episode on here in season 3 that talks about building a world for your inner child. And if you know, I call my inner child my emotional self. My emotional self is my inner child. So I actually build a world around that. So when it comes to best dating advice, yes, to know your core emotional self. And I build a world around that. So my job, my friends, where I go, I always consider my emotions. I always honor my emotions. That's one of my two rules for myself, is to never drop my baby, i.e. my inner child, my emotional self. I always honor me, require people to honor me. That shit was work. Okay? It was painful and nobody made me do it. I had to push myself through it. And I understand why people don't do it, because it hurts. Sometimes you feel like you fall apart. Sometimes you feel like it's not going to come back together. So it's painful. But when I tell you, it's beneficial. You have to know your core emotional self to even have an understanding of what you're compatible with. Like, you have to know yourself and be solid in yourself while also being flexible and open to growth, right? But you have to know that first to even know what you're compatible with. And once I had a better understanding of my core self, and I was honest about my core emotional self, and I was honest about what I desired, because that's another thing. When you get honest about your core emotional self, some of the things you desire, it was contradictory to what I thought I was worth. Like, who's going to give me that? I don't even give me that. So why would this man give me that? It was deep. So when you figure out your core emotional self, and then you figure out what this core emotional self requires, like how to honor this core emotional self, and then stand on that. This is how you can honor me, these things. And then you can see what's compatible with you. So for me, I had to figure out what kind of man is compatible with this type of person, with me. That's what I had to think. So there's things that I am very... like when it comes to children. So I desire to have children. I desire to have as many children as God and my husband say. Like, I desire to have children, right? And so for me, when it comes to kids, it's like, all right, so I'm gonna raise you, feed you, clothe you, nurture you, and then I'm gonna send you to a public school so they can warp your mindset and create your mindset, no, I'm going to be a stay-at-home homeschooler. I'm homeschooling my kids, right? And not only do I want to homeschool my kids, I want to homeschool my kids until they're like 10 to 12, all right? And then I desire to put them into a preparatory school, right? So I have this thing, because the thing about private school, I feel like you homeschool or you private school, because those are the only ways you can really have more of a say in how your child's mindset will be formed. And in public school, you don't have no say. But in private school, you can kind of pick schools and you can kind of see, you know, their mission and how they do things. Or you can homeschool, like how I said. So I do desire to homeschool. But I also desire to like breastfeed, make my own baby food and like grow vegetables and like really be a present wife and parent and just like make my husband's like job easier. Another thing I learned about my core self is I also, what works best for me is I live on, I say it's a lunar phase life, but it's really based on my menstrual phase, because a woman has like 4 set phases throughout the month. So I actually work and live according to those phases. Like men are 24 hour. Their energy peaks in the day and then, you know, it goes down at night. And society makes everyone move that way, but it's very unnatural for a woman, because we don't have the same 2 days in a row. So I actually live in a lunar way. I live weekly. All my weeks are not the same. Every week is very smooth. It's very fluid. I feel very free. I have a desire to be free. When I was younger, that core myself felt so restricted, you know? So that's me. But, and you know what I know about me and what I'm compatible with? I'm compatible with that 24-hour cycle man, that career man, that, you know, he knows where he's going to be at 8, 2:30, and 5, man. Great. Great with that. That man who leaves the house, he goes to work, and then he comes home. Like, I'm very, very highly compatible with that type of man who values the woman as far as taking care of the home and nurturing the children. Like, he values the fact, like, oh my gosh, I don't got to worry about, you know, sending my kids to daycare and if they're going to be treated right. You know, I don't got to worry about what my kids are eating because I know it's the best. And my wife got 2 degrees. Like, she's smart as hell. Like, I am most compatible with that driven man, be it, you know, like, you know, in his career, whatever his career is, an engineer, architect, lawyer, doctor, I don't know, whatever he is, and he can thoroughly enjoy and be so involved in his job and just move up and whatever makes his heart smile, you know? Like, I am very, very compatible with that. And he sees me and he sees my fluidness and my freedom, and he's just like, this woman is just so amazing. I love looking at her. I love how her mind thinks. And I see him and I get a little bit of structure too. Because there's certain places he got to be. He got to be up at this time. You know, he needs his breakfast and, you know, all that stuff. So that is what's compatible with me, right? It was someone who said, like, they were an entrepreneur, because I'm an entrepreneur, and they only wanted to be with entrepreneurs, but that's not the case for me. I mean, if you want to be an entrepreneur, that's fine, but I actually would prefer, like, even if he was someone who was, like, strict with their schedule, I don't know, that just works best for me. So, like, if I went on a date, and, like, what you do? And I say, I'm a writer. Sometimes I'll just say I'm a writer, for the sake of explaining everything that I do. And if they were like, oh, I'm in a painter, we can't both be in our artistic energy the whole time. I need somebody who is like firm. Like, what do you do? I'm a writer. What do you do? Oh, I'm an engineer. Perfect. We go good together. I need somebody with structure, with process, like, and that has an appreciation for how I am, and I have an appreciation for how he is, and we provide so much equity, we provide so much for each other, because there's things that I do well that he doesn't do, and then there's things that he does well that I don't do well. And so upon arrival, equity, upon arrival, ease. So that's a long story short about know yourself, your core emotional self, and what's compatible with you. It would save you so much time in dating. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is, one of the most maturest things that you could just learn when it comes to dating is to detach your worth from men's behaviors. So I say men's behaviors because I am a woman who is interested in men, but it doesn't matter. Just detach your worth from men's behaviors. Detach your worth from women's behaviors. Detach your worth from non-binary people behaviors. Whatever it is, whoever it is that you like, detach your worth from their behaviors. All right? And that's just the most mature thing you can do. And this is a tip that it just helped me out so much, because when you are a recovering people pleaser, it's very easy for you to slide into becoming insecure, because you're used to pleasing people and you're used to people being pleased with you and happy with you. And when they're not, people pleasers, they regulate. They look within to see what they can do to get someone to be happy, right? And so since I'm a recovering people pleaser, I'm aware of my ability to slip back into pleasing, slip back into observing other people's behavior and then, you know, assessing mine to see how I can make someone else feel better. And when you attach your worth to someone else's behavior, like, okay, he's treating me this way because he feels this way, or I need to do something different because he's treating me like this, and or let me prove to him, you know, it's such a slippery slope. Let me prove to him why I deserve this. No. Your worth is not attached to anyone's behaviors. So don't even go down that rabbit hole of comparing. Well, they got this treatment and you didn't get that treatment because they're worth more than you, or they're more valuable than you, or maybe you would been working on yourself, because this was me working on yourself, and then you meet somebody and they don't treat you how you feel you should be treated, and then you second guess, like, am I doing the right work? You know, this is more work that I need to do. Don't do that. Completely detach your worth from men's behaviors. And if someone doesn't treat you accordingly, it's nothing personal. You just don't talk to them. When you apply these tips, for one, you don't date as long. And I don't think that's a bad thing. If someone's not for you, you don't need to invest a year, 6 months, you know what I'm saying, 3 months. What if you can just come to this conclusion in 6 weeks? What if you can come to this conclusion in a week? What if you came to this conclusion the first day of just dinner or meeting or the first date? It will save you so much time and so much hassle in the future, and you won't slide back into those patterns that were unhealthy. And that's something that I'm most concerned about, since having an awareness of things that trigger me and having an awareness of, you know, just being honest about things that I've experienced in the past, I know that I could be more prone or more susceptible to sliding into the role of proving myself versus just being myself, right? So these are just the three, you know, the best dating advice that I could probably give. Keep it in mind, the source, right? I am not married. I am single. I do not have a boyfriend. I do not have children. I do not have a dog. I like to say that so someone else don't have to say it. I'll say it myself. But I'm here with you, actively dating, actively applying these tips, all right? And being excited and joyous about and optimistic about the future and what's to come, all right? And so that's it. That's all I have for you today. Until next time, don't forget to get your copy of The Merge, Love Yourself to Freedom, and your copy of America's Bottom Bitch, where I discuss the intrinsic value of Black women to America and how we can heal our inner self, increase our physical wellness, and recalibrate the Black love experience. All right. So until next time, I am Morgan B. Holland, author, publisher, and coach, here to help you align your subconscious mind with your conscious desires. Bye.